Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Once again, let me remind you that this is our critique to Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal professor from Luther College, who gave that lecture sometime last year to a group of audience to teach them that we do not have any problem with Islam. The problem we have in America is simply Islamophobic people. Professor Green divides the Islamophobia strategies into four, which are creeping Sharia, Muslims, Middle Eastern, and migrants, Muslims, anti-Semitism, and radical Islamic terrorism. These are the four Islamophobic strategies which he believes the conservative, with the leadership of Mr. Donald Trump, are spreading all over America for the hope to scare the daylight out of the American people and make them believe we have a problem with Islam and the Democratic Party. But my friends, when you investigate these four strategies, you found out that these are the reality of what's happening in America, as we already talked about them in our last program. But Professor Green talked like an expert. He knows what he's talking about, and he's warning the American people not to fall into these Islamophobic four strategies. And he's actually given us some kind of diagnosis here about when these strategies came to exist and how they fit together in our political arena here in America. So listen carefully to how Professor Green continue to assure his audience about this study of his and his expertise. That is when he said,
one in four are older strategies, dating back at least to 2010, if not earlier. Two and three are our newer strategies. Number two has been floated out there in the past year or so. Number three, more deliberately in the past several months. In fact, I'm giving this lecture 6 months ago. I may not be including number three, but after the past several months, I definitely am expecting number three to play a big role. This idea that Muslims are uniquely or inherently anti-Semitic, and that the Democratic Party, because it harbors Muslims in its midst, is therefore anti-Semitic. And I anticipate that the Democratic Party will continue to struggle to know how to respond to that. For fear of being tagged as anti-Semitic, you'll see Democratic members and Democratic politicians sometimes cross into the line of Islamophobia to distance themselves from the critique that they are harboring anti-Semitism in their midst.
Professor Green is telling us one in four are older strategies dating back to at least 2010. If not earlier. What he's talking about? He's talking about creeping Sharia and radical Islamic terrorism. But wait a minute. When Muslims moved to America 50, 60, 70 years ago, they came with their Sharia. That is the beginning of creeping Sharia. Sharia is no longer creeping. It is thriving very well. It is all over America. It's just people like Professor Green who are so prideful in their ignorance. They cannot see it. They cannot see that Sharia is being practiced in America today. As we have shared this in Sharia finance, halal food, and on with the things which Muslims are living by in America according to Sharia, not according to our constitution. Let me remind you, the head of care in Dallas, Texas said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. It is the nature of a Muslim. If he is living as a Muslim, he is above the constitution of America. And let me remind you from our presentation, Revealing the Truth About Sharia, is that all Muslims who live in America, they prefer Sharia Islamic law over our constitution simply because they are Muslims. As for four, which is radical Islamic terrorism, it is a fact. Maybe Professor Green does not know that September 11 happened 2001, not 2010. You see, these people are literally so foolish that they cannot see what is happening in front of their eyes. The 3,000 Americans who were killed in September 11th was exactly what is radical Islamic terrorism, but I don't call them radical. I call them Muslim terrorists. These are Muslim believers, not radical. When a man practices what Allah commanded him to do and what Muhammad ordered him to do, he is a Muslim believer, not a radical. I can call them fundamental Muslims, but I don't call them radical because this have nothing to do with radicalism. This is the true, pure practice of Sharia, which is Islam. Then Professor Green told his audience, 2 and 3 are newer strategies. Number 2 has been floated out there in the past year or so. Once again, what he's talking about, 2 and 3? We're talking about Muslim, Middle Eastern, and migrants. 3 is Muslim anti-Semitism. Once again, that Professor Todd Green is so ignorant, he did not even know anything about the history of Islam. You know why? Because in reality, Muslims have been coming to America in the past, and they were coming to America legally because they were simply able to go to our embassies in their countries and acquire a visa. Now, what happened after September 11, that the American people start waking up, beginning with Bush and the new people who came after September 11. They realized that we have a problem with Muslims. So the number of Muslims who were normally coming to America in a steady way start shrinking because we start giving rejection to many of these visas. Not only the Muslims of Egypt could not come to America, for example, but even the Christians of Egypt could not come to America. You know why? Because our politicians do not know the difference between a Muslim and a Christian Egyptian. And if they reject one and not the other, they will be called racist or Islamophobic. And that's how Christians are hurt all over the Middle East. That's why we start seeing Muslims coming to America illegally through our borders. And when I say our borders, I mean in the northern border between us and Canada and in the southern border between us and Mexico. And they have been floating to America for years. But Professor Todd Green will mock even the idea. How about number 3? Which is Muslims anti-Semitism. Notice Professor Green is telling us that that one, Muslims anti-Semitism, is just start floated out there in the past year or so. Excuse me. Muhammad did not die last year or so. Muhammad died 1400 years ago. And Muhammad was 100% anti-Semitism. He hated the Jews so much to the point he assured his Muslim believers that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill some of the Jews. No, sir. Until Muslims kill the last Jewish man walk on the face of the earth. That even the trees and the rocks will cry out, "Oh, Muslim faithful." Notice he did not say, "Oh, Muslim radicals," but "Oh, Muslim believers, oh, Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him." And once again, because it is very important, not only Muslims hate the Jews and their anti-Semitism, but they also hate the Christians. As we have shared with you in our last program, read the Quran, America. I am begging you to read their holy book so you find out how evil Islam is. Stop being ignorant. Stop being naive, believing these lies of our politicians and liberals like Professor Green. The answer is in the book. The book is already in English. Do you know how important it is for the American people to learn the truth about Islam? It is life and death. It is the destruction of America. The Democrats are used by the Muslims to destroy America. America will be destroyed sooner than you even think. I don't think we'll have another 30 years in America unless we just let the Muslims rule our country, and we will be living under this Sharia, which Professor Green is mocking and making fun of here in his study. Professor Green is proving to us how ignorant he is of Islam by telling us, "In fact, I am giving this lecture 6 months ago. I may not be including number 3. Can you imagine? Professor Green was speaking about Islamophobia and the 2020 election just 6 months ago, and he did not know that Muslims are anti-Semitic, which means he never read the Quran or learned anything about Muhammad or studied the history of the Muslim believer for the last 1400 years until the time of giving his lecture. And when he talked about Muslims as anti-Semitic, it is simply because that is one of the 4 Islamophobic strategies which Republicans and Mr. Trump are using for the last few months. Wow, what an ignorant professor whom our government used under Mr. Barack Hussein Obama as an expert on Islam to educate our intelligent agents to make sure that we do not do anything or say anything to upset the Muslim people. God have mercy on Professor Green and on America as a whole.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Professor Green continued to say, over several months, I definitely expect number three to play a big role. Once again, what is number three? Number three is Muslims being anti-Semitic. Professor Green is telling us that this big Islamophobic strategy will grow so big in the next few months. Besides, he continued to say, Muslims are uniquely or inherently anti-Semitic and that the Democrat Party harbors Muslim in its midst. You know what? I believe deep in my heart that Professor Green are living in a coma. He does not see that the Democrat Party is the Muslim Party. That's where Muslims run for office. And that's how Muslims will take over America. He cannot see anything wrong of having Muslim legislators running as Democrats. And the Democrats are hugging and kissing the Muslim legislators. Even when these Muslim legislators mocked our constitution, belittle our ally like Israel, the Jewish nation, and shows their hatred towards the Jews and Israel openly, Muslim legislators like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, Professor Green does not see anything wrong with that. That does not prove anything, but that proved to him that Trump is Islamophobic and the Republican Party are evil and wicked party who are trying to spread the rumor that Muslims are anti-Semitic. Never mind Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib calling for the death of Israel. Even if they go and kill some Jewish people, that doesn't matter. That does not prove anything. But the reality is, Islam is love, Islam is peace. And we know that because Professor Green said so. And we know that because when the Republicans say anything against the Muslims for being anti-Semitic, that is an Islamophobic agenda. This is how America would be destroyed. By those who claim to be Christians, the theologians, the politicians of the Liberal Party who could not see anything wrong with Islam or Muslims. And by the way, they will never bother to read a verse from the Quran. And if some of us, once again, try to read these verses of the Quran to show to the dear Muslim friends and to show to the liberals that we have a problem, that Allah in the Quran and Muhammad in the Hadith taught the Muslims and ordered the Muslims to hate the Jews and to hate the Christians by calling them the worst of the creatures. And they must annihilate them from the face of the earth. That may Allah be pleased. When we do that, it's just simply because we are Islamophobic. That is the whole problem of Professor Todd Green and the liberal Democrats of America. Trust me, they will continue to have the Muslims to run for their party. They will keep them in their midst because they think that if they will have the Muslims to vote for the Democrats, they will have power in the land. They will control the House and the Senate. They will control the White House. But what the Democrats do not know, or they are not realizing they're doing, it is the opposite. They are being used as useful idiots by the Muslims to take over America, for Sharia to be forced in the land, because this is the reality of what's happening in America since Muslims came to America. They are creeping Sharia into our society. Many of them are here illegally in the millions, and we cannot count their numbers because no Republican or Democrat will have the guts to mention that we have illegal Muslims living with us here in America. And these Muslims are anti-Semitic, and they just simply hate all non-Muslims in America. And finally, they are not just radical, as liberals call them, but they're Muslim believers who are terrorists. And yes, Professor Green, you are right. The Democrats will continue to harbor anti-Semitism in their midst as long as they have one Muslim congressman or senator running in their party. This is the reality. That's why most Democrats will not take a stand. They will never say anything to upset the Muslims. And at the same time, they will not do what is right to save America. They are destroying America with their political correctness, sir. Well, let's move to the next session of Professor Todd Green in his lecture on the topic of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. So please listen carefully.
To give you some examples of how this has already been at work in the past year or two, or coming into the past several months even, just over a year or so ago, earlier in 2018, the Trump-Pence re-election website and the Republican National Committee's website both had a questionnaire. You could have gone onto the website, as I did, and gone through the questionnaire and answered the questions if you want to. There, you know, your positions on health care and immigration reform, things like that, the typical election year stuff. But one of the questions on both websites was this one. Are you concerned by the potential spread of Sharia law? And the whole idea that there is a danger of Sharia law, whatever that is, taking over it is absolutely nonsense. A, because of huge ignorance about what Sharia is to begin with. B, Muslims are about 1% of the population. They're not in a position to take over anything. Christians, on the other hand, we can talk about. That being said, that's being put out there, right? It's the Republican Party and the Trump-Pence website that is flirting with the idea of making this a part of its central narrative. One might go so far as saying part of its platform. We'll see. But I think this is deliberate. I think they're trying to keep the fear-mongering over Sharia out there.
Wow. What a great example Professor Green is giving us here to show us that this is a problem of the Republicans. And they're trying to use that strategy, number one, creeping Sharia, to scare the American people to make sure that they will not vote for the Democrats. What's happening in 2018? They have what you call questionnaire. These are a bunch of questions the Trump-Pence re-election website and the Republican website, they posted these questions where people can freely answer. One of the questions they were asking was, are you concerned by the potential threat of Sharia law? Really? This is the best the Republicans can do? Is simply asking a question in the questionnaire? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Professor Green is mocking that by calling it is a nonsense. Why it is nonsense, sir? He said, because there's only 1% Muslims are living in America. And he assured his audience that they cannot take over anything. Wow. 1% Muslims in America is not big enough for Muslims to take over America, to force Sharia on us, once again, as if we are not practicing many Islamic laws in America already. So what should we do, Professor Green? Should we make the 1% 10%? Should we bring more Muslims to grow the number to help them to take over America? And my question to Professor Green is this. How do you come up with the number that there are only 1% Muslims living in America? If there are only 1% Muslim believers live in America, that means we only have 3.2 million Muslims live in America. Trust me, Dearborn and Detroit have already 2 million. That means the rest of all America has only 1 million. Wow. What if I tell you we have at least 10 million Muslims are living in America? These are the legal ones, which means there are already 3% of Muslims live legally in America. Not counting the illegal Muslims who live in America. Not counting the 4 or 5 million black Muslims of the Nation of Islam. The number of Muslims is much greater than 1%. But if you hear Professor Green saying there's only 1% Muslims live in America, they could not take over America. They cannot force Sharia on us. And that's how deception works and lies win in America. How do you know the number of Muslims in America if no one can even ask a question about how many Muslims live in America, legally or illegally? But is 1% is not enough to destroy America? Let's think about how do we kill rats? We kill rats by giving them food, 99.4 excellent food. You and I can eat and will never harm us. Corn, wheat, cheese. And we put in that food less than 1%, that is 0.6 poison, and the rat is dead. You don't need more than 1% of Muslims to destroy America. Imagine with me, if I give you a container of M&M chocolate, the green and brown and the yellow and the blue, this beautiful chocolate which everybody loves in America. And all what I will do is just simply add one piece of poison, look exactly like the rest of the M&M chocolate. And then I will offer Professor Green the chocolate container to see if he would love to try one. Will you take one out and eat, sir? There are 499 good ones there. Only one is poisonous. Trust me, my friends, he will never take one. That is the problem with much less than 1% of Muslims living in America. My dear friends, the Republican Party and its incompetence website are not flirting with the idea of making creeping Sharia the central narrative of the destruction of America. It is the reality of how America would be destroyed. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.